lurching down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith is going to go. And so Rice, Talbot, and Smith, who've been on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Well, hello, hello. Happy Friday, February 26th. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260. The two guys and a goalie podcast. And I have a feeling everyone's feeling great heading into the weekend. You want to connect with me, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. On today's show, I'll be joined by Joaquin Gage, former NHLer, in a part of the two guys and a goalie podcast as we'll recap the Oilers 3-0 win. And just look ahead to Toronto as well. A big 3-game set that gets going. We'll also hear from Darnell Nurse. We'll get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliches, and all that fun stuff. I am not bringing up my bet because, once again, it's just embarrassing for good old Hernan.
Sorry.
Seriously, though, how the hell are the Blackhawks still winning games? Maybe I'm being a little bit of a hater. I'm blown back. I thought they would be terrible, especially without Taves and Kirby Doc and no goaltending. Well, they are getting goaltending, so they're pretty damn good there. All right. Let's get right to it. The Edmonton Oilers pick up their 5th straight win last night with a 3-0 win over the Vancouver Canucks. It was a great goaltending duo. Mike Smith and Thatcher Demko both came to play. Edmonton now sits at 14-8, 6 games over .500, 28 points, second in the North Division. They've won 11 of their last 13. You would have told me this when they were 3-6. I would have laughed at you, to be honest, but they have definitely turned the corner. They went 2-for-5 on the power play. PK 4-for-4. That's the difference in the game right there. The special teams for the Edmonton Oilers was absolutely awesome. Like I said, both goalies were great. Demko, stopped 3 breakaways. He was outstanding, but he led into, kind of like my buddy Tommy would say, stinky, some bad goals there. The Oilers make a count on the power play. Their first 2 power plays, too much passing, not enough shots on net, but they were able to turn it around. Alex Chiasson gets the first one to make it 1-0 for the Edmonton Oilers in the second period, just 7 minutes in. We'd have to wait for the third period, and late in it, as Jesse Puljujarvi would capitalize off of Leon Draisaitl's shot on the power play as well. And that was all she wrote. Connor McDavid would get the empty netter. And keep in mind, like, a big turning point in this game, they started the third period, that is the Vancouver Canucks, with a power play. Then they got another one in that game, and they weren't able to tie the game up. So kudos to the Edmonton Oilers penalty killers. And what, they were 19th heading into the game last night. They're going to keep trending upwards, and that's good. And the power play, 2-for-5. They're already 10th in the league. They're going to keep making their way up. So the Edmonton Oilers get a great goaltending performance by Mike Smith, who was, he was a little wild at times, but he was effective, man. He made some great saves, kept the team in it. He's feeling it, man. He's 6-0 on the season, a 1.73 goals against average, and a .944 save percentage. Oh, boy. I remember when they signed him in the summer, and hey, listen, throw me in there as well. I was not too happy with this. I was just kind of like, what is going on? You're bringing back the same duo. But man, you got to give kudos to Mike Smith. He has been great for the Edmonton Oilers. And stop bringing up that he tails off after this amount of games. And like, be happy, Oilers fans. Like, there hasn't been a lot of positivity surrounding this team for so many years. And once the team's doing good, we're still finding things to nitpick at. Who cares if Mike Smith struggled last year after playing the solid 10 games? Does that matter this year? No. He's not going to win every game. He's going to have a bad game. It's going to happen. So let's stop with the negativity, man. Like, and that's coming from me. So like, let's just give this team the props they deserve. I'll say this. The 3 young guys look solid. Bouchard, Caleb Jones, Ethan Bear. I forgot forgot how good he was. Like, seriously, like when you don't see a guy for a few weeks, you kind of take him for granted. But Ethan Bear looks solid. Nurse is on a whole new level, and we'll hear from him in the third segment. He's just playing outstanding hockey. And listen, I was really hard on Darnell Nurse. I didn't know if he could take that next step. And boy, is he ever shutting me up, because he definitely is. And good for him. I mean, he had all the tools. We just didn't know if he could. Obviously, he's doing it. So kudos to Darnell Nurse. Barry was interesting. He was more of a specialist last night. Only played 13 minutes, but six of those came on the power play. Now, keep in mind, there was seven defensemen as well. But Barry was good once again. And he picked up another assist. And this guy just keeps rolling right now for the Edmonton Oilers. This team is definitely different. I mean, they're beating good teams. They're beating struggling teams. In years past, it was one or the other. It was never both. They can win any type of game. And I kind of threw it at Gazzola yesterday and I said, it's like three, four different type of games they've won this season. And he said, it's probably more. So yeah, it's probably like five, six different ways they've won games. And it's something that it's a welcome sight here. We haven't seen this from this team. And it definitely feels like 2017. Everything's working out. Everything. And the Oilers fans, just be happy. Enjoy it. Will they lose a game? Of course they will. But man, like six games over 500. 11 of 13. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. No Dave Tippett pressure today. I know Gullitson was joining the media, but we'll go with Darnell. We haven't heard a lot from him on this podcast. So we'll go with one of, if not the best. Well, he is. Is the best defender on this team right now for sure, and he's definitely getting getting in the conversation for the Norris. Might be a long shot, who knows, but I think he definitely has to be in the conversation. So the Edmonton Oilers now sit second, still in the North Division, 14-8, 28 points. Everything is trending upwards for this team. It is absolutely great to see. Now you get set for a three-game set versus the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is going to be just unreal hockey. I can't wait for tomorrow, 5 o'clock puck drop from Rogers Place. Then they go Monday again and Wednesday. As far as the Vancouver Canucks, I thought they played pretty well, but just like I said, the Oilers look like the 2017 team. I think Vancouver Canucks look like the Oilers after that 2017 year, or even 2 years ago, where they're playing well, they're getting some good goaltending performances here and there. They just can't seem to get out of their own way. And it's a little unrealistic, though. I got to say this, like Hughes legit, Pedersen legit, obviously, but did anyone expect JT Miller to put up, I know it's a shortened season, but let's just rate it at that, 72 points again. Like, no, like JT Miller's not a 70-point player. Let's call it how it is. Tanner Pearson is a second, third-line guy. Bo Horvat, I mean, how much? Yeah, 50, sure, 50, 60 points. But, I mean, and that's why I compare him to the Oilers, because remember after that 17 season where Letestu career year, Maroon career year, so many guys were having career years. But when you're looking at the Vancouver Canucks, they definitely need another guy in the top six. Nils Hogg, Lander is a young guy. He came over from Europe. He's playing well, but you can't depend on him. And when I say Bo Horvat, yeah, he's usually around that 40 to 50 point mark. And that's what he is. And again, with JT Miller, like for me, he's not a 70 point guy. He did it once. And that was last season. Caught lightning in a bottle, but I don't expect him to get close to that. So yeah, there's tough times definitely in Vancouver. Only 3 points up on the last place Ottawa Senators. So, man, it's going to be fascinating to see the home stretch of this division. But man, I called Vancouver to win last night and I was way off. The Edmonton Oilers are just, they keep surprising me, and I'm so happy, because that's all I've been saying for the last couple seasons on the Pulse Game Show. For once, I just want this team to surprise me, make me feel good. And that's what they're doing right now. So the Edmonton Oilers rolling, 5 straight wins. The first time they've done that since the start of the 2019 season, when they started 5-0 and dropped that last game of the road trip to the Blackhawks. We all remember that. Man, that seems like so long ago. All right, guys. Well, let me know how you're feeling. Let me know. That's the question of the day. Are you buying into the Edmonton Oilers? Are you still cautiously optimistic? Are they turning the corner? Are they there? Have they arrived? You let me know how you're feeling with this Edmonton Oilers team. Let me know at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers, and I'll read them out in the next podcast, 100%. So hit me up, let me know. And we'll have some fun with that. But coming up next, we'll get to Joaquin Gage from the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Of course, former Edmonton Oilers, former professional goaltender, played a lot in Europe. And it's always a fun chat with Gager. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL NFL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. We're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Coley podcast. As I now welcome in my, my buddy, my colleague, just overall good guy, former NHLer, former Edmonton Oiler, and host on the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast, Joaquin Gage. Joaquin, my friend, how's your Friday going so far?
Not bad, man. I think we have some work to do on the friendship level, though, because I remember before the whole COVID-19, there was even last summer, there were a few trips to outdoor establishments for adult beverages that I did not receive the invite to. So we'll work on it.
And, oh, for sure. And it's all on how comfortable you are too, right? Like if you're willing to go out now, let's do it up, right?
Yeah, whatever. Hazmat suited up. Sure.
All right, Gager, let's get right to it. The Oilers are absolutely rolling. Five straight wins here, 11 of their last 13. Like this team, I know we talked about it yesterday on the Two Guys podcast. They're definitely turning the corner. It's a different team. What did you make of last night's 3-0 shutout win?
Just an awesome, spectacular effort by both goalies. That was I know that a lot of people don't like goalie battles, but I love them. That was something I don't think we've seen like a goalie battle all year.
Yeah.
So far, like that. That was just going save for save. Really, I felt bad for Demko a little bit.
Yeah.
Being a goalie in that type of situation when your team's struggling and you're in a zone, you're stopping everything, and then to come out on the losing end and your guys can't get you some run support. It's a difficult game to definitely be a part of, but you can kind of see why Vancouver was not okay with losing Markstrom, but they do have something special in Demko for sure.
Do you feel like Vancouver's kind of in that kind of like it's similar to what we saw from the Oilers maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, right? Like where they're not playing terrible hockey. They just can't seem to get out of their own way. They get a good goaltending performance and they can't score. Like, do you view the Vancouver Canucks kind of like the Edmonton Oilers of years past?
I think they are a few years behind the Oilers. I look at the Oilers this year and I see a massive jump in maturity level. There's no bigger evidence than that, than the game before last game, where being down 3-0 and looking at the body language of most of those guys, they didn't seem too worried. You know, before you would see them pressing and trying to get back into the game quick. They took their time. They wore Vancouver down. And that's just the sign of a really good, mature team. Vancouver's young. Like, they've got some really young players. I think they're a few years away from being where they probably want to be. But, very exciting moment for the Oilers just because – the big boys are getting older. They're becoming men, you know, and they've seen a lot in their young careers now. So I think they're more adept to handle those types of situations moving forward.
You're the goalie, the former goaltender, of course, Joaquin. What are you seeing from Mike Smith? Because it was funny yesterday, I was at the studio and I was talking with Hallie as we were watching the third period, and we're like, he's been good, but he's been wild in that game. It's not the sexiest or the most fun sometimes to watch Mike Smith, but it's effective. And what are you seeing from this guy? I mean, he's been lights out this season outside of that one game, Gager.
I hate it. Tell you the truth, I told you this. I hate it. I hate that he's doing this because he'll be 39 next month, and he shouldn't be able to move around like that at that age. And I mean, he's playing great. It's awesome to see him. I'm happy for him. He's making the Oilers a better team. That's the ultimate sign of a goalie, I think. But he's a poor man's Tom Brady right now. You know, he doesn't have the rings, but he's definitely talking to Father Time and is playing ahead of him for how he's playing. I don't know how he gets out of bed in the morning with some of those moves. He's got a it's got a reek like A535 in that bedroom when he wakes up.
Smells like our master soccer team dressing room. When you walked in, that puppy, the eyes would burn. There is so much of the A5 and the tiger bomb yeah. is a good one.
Stretch in a bottle. That's what guys used to say with the A535. The guys didn't stretch. Stretch yeah. in a bottle.
Joined by Joaquin Gage, former NHLer and co-host on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Big set coming up here. Three games against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Put you on the spot here, Gager. Who are you starting tomorrow in net?
Oh, geez. That's, man. I really thought it was a mistake to start Mike Smith last game. So it shows you why I'm not coaching. But I think you gotta run with the ball. Like, if you got a guy going, you don't take him out now, especially against the Leafs. It's going to be a different game. I'm looking at a higher scoring game for sure. These are two teams that like to play offense. I'm excited to see it because, like we mentioned on the podcast, it's becoming a Dave Tippett coach team. You know, they're stingy. The bottom six, you don't know which is three or four. Like they're becoming very hard to play against. And I don't know if you noticed, but when you play on teams, it's funny how the little groups of on the team work. And I was watching how the defensemen of the Oilers kind of operated last night and coming to the bench, and they have that look of a really cohesive unit of a few guys that have played together for a while, like the taps on the shoulders, the good plays, like they're talking and it's just, they're just going about their business. And guys are like, some of those passes that Bear and Bouchard make, it's like, and the way you can see everyone together, it's a small sample size for right now, definitely. But there's some really encouraging things looking at that I've been part of a few teams that it's like that with those D-men, like getting that experience and knowing what to expect. And that's what I saw definitely last night.
You know what's interesting? Yesterday there was a moment in the game, Gager, and they showed the Oilers bench, and it was Bears sitting with Caleb Jones and Evan Bouchard, and it made my heart happy to see that these guys are turning into really solid NHLers, and more importantly, they're all puck-moving defensemen. Like, me and Tommy were kind of talking about it off-air yesterday, where when's the last time the Oilers, because yesterday they dressed seven defensemen, five of those defensemen could move a puck. When's the last time the Oilers had a core with so many puck-moving defensemen? And we kind of went back to the 06 run, Chris Pronger was there, Tarnsch from Spacek, but that was about Marc-Andre Bergeron, that was four. And then we went back to like the Ninema days with Tom Pody, Eric Brewer, Hamerlick. I know you were a part of those teams. Like, I mean, you played with those guys. Like, how far back do you have to go to find a group that moved the puck as well as this one does now for the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, that's the main, like the young guys are doing it though. You're not having to wait for years for them to mature. Like that's, yeah. I mean, I thought I read something about Nurse becoming one of the top six goal scoring defensemen in the last 30 years or something like that. Like that's ridiculous, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a start of something really good, but I think we knew this a little bit, right? A few years ago, we saw what these D-men were going to be like. So there was always that kind of excitement, I thought. Anyway, being a goalie, you always want to see really good D-men coming up, right?
Yeah.
And the way they defend, man, it looks hard to play against. And that's something that the Oilers have missed a lot over the last few years.
Just a few more for you here as I'm joined by Joaquin Gage, former NHLer and part of the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You're seeing separation now in this North division and in the other ones as well. Are you okay with that? Or do you feel like with this weird kind of setup this season due to COVID and all that we're going to miss out on some nice playoff races, Gage?
I hope not. I'm more looking at it maybe as there are slumps in an 82-game schedule. Like, teams go in a bit of a dive. I think we saw the Oilers do it at the beginning. The only thing is it's just playing against the same guys all the time. there's, I mean, you could kind of say that there's three teams kind of struggling now, with Vancouver, Calgary, and Montreal, with Ottawa all of a sudden starting to look like a good team. And I think it was just a matter of time before they started figuring out there's too much talent on that young Ottawa team. But I think it's going to be this last half of the season is going to be really interesting, because the 4-point nights, right? Yeah. All a team has to do is get hot and start. If a team gets hot and wins in regulation and starts stealing points from other teams, that's going to be a huge difference. So I think we need to put the seatbelts on here for the last bit and see what transpires. Hopefully that the Oilers don't have a dip in play and lose a few, because that could be all it takes for a couple other teams to leapfrog them. Right. So we're going to see those week offs here or there, but maybe those will be good, because then they'll get some rest as well.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting if Vancouver finds himself in that seven spot at one point this season. Cause man, they're fighting it right now. And Ottawa, you said, Ottawa's not looking too bad, right? Like they're not going to win a lot, but they are going to give team headaches. And you saw yesterday what they did to the Flames. So
I think that's what I thought. Yeah. We all thought that Ottawa would cause problems, not the problems that they had at the beginning, but they would just, it wouldn't be an easy out. They weren't easy pickings. And I think, the Oilers ran into them when they needed the most. You saw the confidence build after playing them for a few games, but looking at them playing against Calgary, that's a totally different team, it looked like to me. So I'm really looking forward to it. I love it. I mean, we all said it. I love this Canadian division. I'd like to see them actually kind of keep it to an extent. Of course, have some other teams come up and play, but man, it's a lot of fun, and you're just really invested in this. It's great.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, one last one for you, Gager. Tomorrow, what's your prediction for tomorrow's first of three versus the Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews being, I think he's doubtful or probable at this time with his wrist injury.
Oh, that's all crap. He's playing. I can't go back on my predictions. I'm going to say that they mirror the game six playoff series with Washington and Pittsburgh, where Austin comes back. He has a hat trick. Connor has a hat trick, but he scores that third one in overtime, assist from Leon, and I'm going to say Archibald. He got out there for a little bit. I don't know why, but he did. That's probably why I lose money betting.
Me too, man. I've lost three straight days, and it's just beyond ridiculous. I should just stop. I should stop betting. That's for sure.
It's so fun, though.
Oh, it just gives you a different rush, right? Like,
So
great. Funny story. The other day I had Anaheim. I put a hundy on Anaheim. They had lost four straight. I'm like, they're due. They're up 3-0 going into the third. I check back in later and I see they lose 4-3 in a shootout. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man.
That's great. Can't take it with you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No. Chris Abbott's not going to be, hiring us anytime soon. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Gager, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. We'll do beers very soon here, I promise, and we'll post a picture of us having beers together. How about
that? Sounds good, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Later.
Last segment here to close out the week on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your man, Hernan DeMann, talking all things Edmonton Oilers, as your Edmonton Oilers are riding high. They are the hottest team in the league. They've won 11 of their last 13 on a 5-game heater, and they get ready to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we'll kick it off with some news from around the NHL. Austin Matthews is day-to-day with a hand injury. That came from their head coach today at the morning skate. Jake Muzzin and Joel Thornton were back at practice today as well. So we'll keep tabs on Austin Matthews' status for tomorrow. That's a big one. Josh Anderson, who left the game yesterday in Winnipeg, is not skating today with his teammates. So another one to keep an eye on for fantasy reasons. So Austin Matthews, Josh Anderson. Eichel remains day-to-day. That coming from the Sabres, and goaltender Linus Allmark to miss at least two games. So once again, for your fantasy lineups, adjust accordingly. How about the Oil Kings? They get their season going tonight. A very short season, but they're back back after so long. They're going so well when we had the COVID stoppage. And yeah, they get going tonight as they host the Lethbridge Hurricanes down here downtown Edmonton. Puck drop at 7 p.m. That is your news from around the NHL. A little bit quiet. Only three games on the ice as well. The New York Rangers host the Boston Bruins. The Los Angeles Kings are on the road to take on the Minnesota Wild. And Arizona is home to the Colorado Avalanche. Saturday, obviously a lot busier when it comes to the NHL schedule. But only three games on tap for tonight. Before we get to Darnell Nurse, let's just hear some audio from last night as Ethan Bear made his return after dealing with a concussion. And he was just asked about his first game back.
Yeah, it felt good tonight. Definitely win was huge, but yeah, definitely a lot of time off, longer than I wanted, but you know, I'm happy to be back.
That was Ethan Bear just talking about his return to the lineup, and how about he's returning to a team that's just on fire right now, and he was asked about that.
Yeah, everyone's playing well. You know, we're, I think everyone's playing a 200-foot game. We're really coming together as a team, and you know, it's no better time to jump back into the group right now. So definitely mentally stronger, I think. Like, we're really, when we get those leads, we're trying to play a very you know, really well structured game and holding the lead, and you know, that's key, especially you know, if we want to be a deep playoff team, we got to you know, learn to close out games. And I think we're doing that right now. And that's shows that we're really maturing, and that's a good step for us.
Definitely a good problem to have for the Edmonton Oilers. Depth on defense, guys that can move the puck. Oh, it's just so great to see. And I had to throw this one in there. Jesse Puljujärvi, man, like, how can you not love this kid? But here's a head coach on Jesse Puljujärvi, who scored the second goal in the game last night.
Yeah, I love Jesse. He's always having fun. You love to see a guy when he scores. He looks like he's having so much fun. He's like a kid in a candy store out there. So
I absolutely love that. Everybody loves Jesse. And man, is he impressing this year in his return to the Edmonton Oilers. All right, today Darnell Nurse met with the media. And let's start off with Darnell Nurse. And as he was asked, what does winning games like this tell him about his team right now?
I think it says we've matured. I think, you know, there's still steps that we need to continue to make as a leadership group. I think, you know, over the years, when we were, you know, as a core, a little bit younger, probably looking towards, you know, the coaching staff, or one or two older guys to try to drive the message. And that's a group effort. And I think that's a big part of growth in our game, a big part of why we've had, some success so far, and needs to continue, because there's, you know, there's highs like we're going through, and you know, there's lows that you're going to go through at some point in season two, and you just got to be able to manage those. And a lot of that has to come from within the group and within the players.
Darnell, it's kind of unique in a game, and I know sometimes you play with five defense, but you played with seven last night, and you almost split it even with Tyson and Ethan. Can you talk about maybe the similarities and differences that those two have?
They're both, you know, able to move and transport the puck really well. They communicate well. I think I got a pretty good understanding of where both guys are going to be on the ice. And I feel hopefully they have that same feeling for me and where I'm going to be. So yeah, it's definitely different when you play seven. Yeah. You know, I think it's probably pretty tough on the coaches to try to get everyone involved, but yeah, it's definitely different. And no, we got the win last night.
You've played a lot of minutes before in the past, but you're playing even more now. I know Connor was talking about how, you know, he saw all the work you put in, you're prepared and everything. Are you doing anything different on off days to ensure you're rested and fresh on game day, so, you know, you can play 30 minutes in back-to-back nights and not even look remotely fatigued?
Yeah, I was just taking care of the body a little bit better. You know, whether it's hopping in the cold tub or, you know, just kicking my feet up, and there's a lot of times in the past I would, you know, try to maybe exhaust myself a little more on off days, and, you know, just find a way to kick my feet up and gain energy. And I think, you know, I put a lot of work in the off season, and that's I feel like that's starting to pay off.
Just one question, Darnell. When the Leafs play the Oilers, I think everybody expects it's going to be 5-4, 6-5, because the offenses are so good. Yet the games against Toronto this year have been lower scoring. Is that because both teams seem wary of the other team, that if you get into a track meet, it's not going to be good?
You know, I think I can't speak for them. I think for our group, it's we want to play a tight checking game whenever we play them. They're a team with a lot of really, really good offensive weapons that can score goals at will if you give them time and space. So for us, I know an important aspect of our game when we play against Toronto is we want to check hard and not give that free ice and free space to the creative players, because they will make you pay. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably why some of the games have been tighter scoring and less goals. And that's where we want to keep it.
That's the leader of the Edmonton Oilers defense, Darnell Nurse, who's having a spectacular season. Absolutely spectacular. Good on him. He's taking that next step, and it's great to see Darnell leading the way there with somewhat of a young decor. You still got Chris Russell and Adam Larson and Barry, but man, the young guys have been impressive as well. Just before we get to who's sizzling and who's fizzling, every Friday on Locked On NHL, join Joel DiBiase of Locked On Sabres and Tom Gazzola as they round up the biggest stories of the week in the NHL and get you prepared for the league's busy weekend slate of games, breaking down the latest blockbuster trade to sizing up the rivalry matchups on Saturday night. Joe and Tom have every angle of the league covered to close your week. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcast. All right, who's sizzling? Once again, this is not going to be groundbreaking news, but it's got to be Michael Smith. What a performance. A second shutout of the season, 6-0. His save percentage is at .944. Goals against, 1.73. He's been an unpleasant surprise for the Edmonton. Or do you know he'd be good? I mean, this guy's not a terrible goaltender, but I didn't expect this, to be honest. So he gets my who's sizzling, who's fizzling. And for the second time this season, once again, I've gone through the roster. There's no one. How can you pick someone when this team's rolling the way they are? So no one gets it. I mean, Gaetan Hossel was the only player under double digits for ice time, but he was good on the PK. Did 3 minutes of penalty killing, and he's really growing on me. I really like Gaetan Hossel. No one. And if you don't agree with me, I don't know. Who do you think should be my who's fizzling? Because right now, I think it's a little unfair to pick anyone and throw them into the who's fizzling category. Game cliche. Once again, my guy sent me this, and it came from the Edmonton Oilers.
That's a big 2 points for us.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
That's a big 2 points for us.
I called the split, and I was wrong, and I'm glad I was wrong. Because, yeah, that was a big 2 points. Both teams, I thought, played pretty well. Goaltending was awesome, but the special teams, the difference in this one is the Edmonton Oilers go 2-for-5 on the night, and they kill off all four of Vancouver's power plays. No bet of the day for betonline.ag. You know why? Because I stink right now. I'm on a 3-game losing streak. I'm kind of struggling like the Vancouver Canucks after my nice win, Calgary over the Leafs earlier in the week. So we'll take this Friday off, reset, get ready for next week. If you have a bet that you might want to throw my way, let me know at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we'll be back for sure as we get ready for Oilers Leafs. 3 games starting tomorrow at 5 o'clock from Rogers Place, then Game 2 on Monday and Game 3 on Wednesday. Should be a doozy. The top two teams in the North Division get ready to battle it out. All right, guys, keep those downloads coming. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave me a review, good or bad, and I'll read it on the podcast. I appreciate all the support. Podcast is doing really well. Keep it going, and I'll keep bringing you the good stuff. Well, if you think it's the good stuff. But yeah, you know, the passion's always going to be here on this podcast, and the Edmonton Oilers are rolling, so it is fun times here in Edmonton. Fun times. All right, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Wear your mask. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Go Oilers, go. Ciao.